This is Jace from the Comic Source Presents the Top Cow Chronology Project. This episode is an interview that I did at WonderCon in Los Angeles, California over the weekend with Brian Edward Hill, writer and editor for Top Cow. So I'm going to play that interview for you now, and I hope you all enjoy it. All right, this is Jace from the Top Cow Chronology Project. I'm here at WonderCon on Saturday with Brian Edward Hill.
How's everybody doing?
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
So my first question, okay, for those of our listeners who aren't familiar, maybe they just read the Cyberforce or Matt's books, Think Tank, which books are you currently working on for Top Cow?
Right now, I've been writing a book called Postal for about the past year and a half, and I was co-writing the first two arcs, and now I'm writing the third arc by myself and the fourth arc. I will be doing the upcoming Aphrodite 5 spinoff that is related to Cyberforce, and I'll be solo writing that one. And then I sort of oversee all the stories flowing through Top Cow.
Cool. So how did Matt originally pitch Postal to you? They got you excited and made you want to work on the book?
Well, we had a cup of coffee, and I said I wanted to write some comics. Matt said, well, I have this idea about this town full of criminals, and there's like a postman there, and he maybe has Asperger's or something. And I was like, all right, let me think about that. So I went home, had a couple beers, and then just sort of wrote out kind of what I saw in my head about it, and gave it like a Cormac McCarthy, you know, kind of rustic criminal, you know, kind of action sort of vibe, and brought that back to him the next day, and he was like, cool, this is it, we should do this.
Do you find that you, because I know you have a background in psychology.
I went to film school, but I have a minor in psychology, so okay. I just took a bunch of psych classes.
Do you feel like that helps you identify with the characters? Because the world of Postal is very quirky. These aren't your average people. I mean, they have some problems.
I mean, somewhat. You know, as a human being, I'm just interested in personality.
Okay.
I'm interested in, like, different people, what makes them tick, causality, why we are the way we are.
Right.
So I think, you know, my psychology background was a natural extension of my interest in people.
Okay.
You know, I met Brian Azzarello like 12 years ago at New York Con, and I asked him what was the most important part about being a storyteller, and he was like, just paying attention to people, man. He would tell me stories about just riding the train in Chicago and listening to the way people like talk and interact, and you can read that in 100 bullets or his work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've always tried to kind of manifest that same thing, and I think an interest in psychology, first and foremost, begins with an interest in people, unless you're like young, and then I guess it begins with an interest in the occult, but
right.
For the most part, it starts off with an interest in people.
How do you keep it now that Matt's no longer co-writing the book?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you need to stay true to his kind of original idea, or are you ready to kind of like fully take control of it and kind of branch out to your own thing?
Well, luckily Matt and I were never really at cross purposes when we were working on the book together, so my instincts are really in line with what we were doing before.
Okay.
You know, it's just like I said previously today, I'm a little more extreme than Matt is. So if there's anything that would be different, the book will probably be a little more extreme in everything, in like its dramatics, in its violence, in its conflict, because that's just kind of the guy I am.
Right.
You know, really. But it won't be different. It'll just sort of just be kind of turned up a little bit. You know, because I'm like a heavy metal guy, so, you know, I listen to my music loud. You know.
Okay, being that it's kind of your first work, are you finding that now that you're flying solo, you're trusting yourself more as you're going along?
I mean, sort of. You know, it's weird. Like, before I wrote comics, I sold like 3 screenplays, you know what I mean? And I've been a fan of comics for a while, reading comics, grew up with comic book artists and writers. So I don't really think about the responsibility, you know, of like, ooh, what am I doing now that I'm doing this solo? I just tell the story. Like, I trust storytelling.
Okay.
You know, above all else, write what you want to read, and other people probably want to read it too.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. How is the collaboration with your artist, Isaac Goodhart?
Oh, it's great. Isaac is very, very smart, you know, and I don't like to dictate to an artist, do this, do this, do this, do this. I like to present the story and then let the artist say, well, hey, Brian, I had this idea. What about if I do this? Or what about if I do 8 panels or 4 panels instead of 6 or do these things? And so Isaac is a great collaborator for me because he's an active collaborator. He doesn't just get a script and then just draws whatever's on the script.
Right.
He gets a script, reads it, interprets it, calls me about it, talks to me about it, and says, well, what about this, what about this? And then usually we wind up with something much better than if he would have just done the script itself.
Cool.
And that's what I like about it.
And what other projects should we be looking for in the future? You have some other stories you want to tell, I'm sure.
I do. I mean, I'm really excited about the Aphrodite 5 thing because I get to do sci-fi action. I get my James Cameron comic book, and that's
right.
Really cool. I have another project that I will be talking about very soon that I can't talk about now.
Okay.
That I'm really excited about. It's a creator-owned thing.
All right.
My new stuff is probably a little different than Postal. Like, I'm really a sci-fi action guy at heart.
Okay.
So I have about 3 or 4 projects coming up that are more like straight down the line sci-fi action experiences. I just can't talk about them right now.
Okay, fair enough. Well, you know, one of the great things I love about Postal and your writing is it's character first, so
yeah.
The trappings, whether it's sci-fi, whether it's criminal drama.
Concepts, man. Like, concepts right. Are great to get someone in initially,
right.
But character's what keeps you there.
Right, exactly. Right?
So
exactly.
I'm always thinking about, plot, make sure it's entertaining, but make sure that the characters are, like, rich and interesting and have depth and dimension. So whatever genre I'm working in, I'm always putting that front and center.
Yeah, I mean, and your character is always very relatable, too.
Thank you.
So you can, as a reader, you get more out of it when you
thanks.
Can kind of put yourself in those their shoes, so to speak.
Well, that's very kind. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for taking some time, Brian.
Yeah, thank you
really
for taking the time. This is great. I'm glad we caught up.
All right, once again, I want to thank Brian for taking the time to talk to me at WonderCon. If you like our podcast, please, we really could use the support. Help us out by liking us on Facebook. Just do a search for The Comic Source. That's us. Also, following us on Twitter really helps out. Twitter.com/TheComicSource. And of course, you can get all our content, all our episodes, our written blogs, check out our sketch gallery. Just go to thecomicsourceblog.com. You can contact us through that page, or if you prefer, you can email us directly. The email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Look for the return of issue reviews for the Top Cow Chronology Project starting next week. Really excited to get started back up with reading individual issues of the Top Cow universe going forward. And also look for a lot more content, a lot more interviews from WonderCon this last weekend coming up later this week. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll talk to you next time.